You are listening to a Radio Project X podcast. For more, go to radioprojectx.com.
The year, 1951. The place, Springtown, USA. The situation, soon to be very dire indeed. Yes, it's once again time for Unearthly Thrills, as Unearthly Thrills presents the invasion of the Cheesemen. Can the Earth survive? But more importantly, can you survive without the clean, smooth taste of Alamo cigarettes? A team of highly trained computationists are computabulating the data now. And as we thought, the answer is no. So come on, kids over 13 and 3 quarters. Light up an Alamo and brace yourself for the invasion of the Cheesemen.
Professor Richardson.
What is it, Miss Chapin?
Miss Paxton is here to see you.
Send her in.
Hello, Kurt.
Hello, Jane. I'm nearly done with work. I just have to tabulate this data. Then we can go to dinner. Did you know there was a small, barely reported earthquake on the outskirts of town 2 weeks ago?
No, I didn't.
And all I found at the site was a door frame in a field, and some strange radioactivity. Very odd.
You and your work. I'm glad you're taking a break from your lab to come to the fair tomorrow.
Ah, yes. The Springtown County Fair. This year's theme is cheese from around the world. And what do we know about cheese?
It causes you to repeat.
Miss Chapin. Please, get off the intercom. But what else about cheese, Jane?
See? Repeating.
I'll tell you what else about cheese, Jane. Now, did you know the saying, you can't melt cheese twice, means some things that can only be done once? Oils leach out during the first melting and are gone, leaving the non-meltable solids behind.
Fascinating.
Liar. Come here.
Nearly done, Mr. Swampnil. Oh, look out!
Be careful with those crates.
Sorry. Are you all right? Let me just...
Get off of me! Now get that crate into the main tent with the rest of them. And be careful. Unbelievable. I can't believe it.
That's the last of them. Say, Mr. Swampnil, these things weighs a ton. What's in them?
Yeah, never you mind.
Or can't I just have a quick peek?
No, don't touch that. It's cheese. It's just cheese. For the county fair. Now, don't concern yourself with it. Look, let me pay you for your work today.
Are you sure it's just cheese? Because when I was driving, I swear I heard voices in the back of the truck.
You're, probably just overworked, Bob. Bob, is it Bob?
Yeah.
Who ever heard of talking cheese, am I right?
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. You're right, talking cheese. What a thought!
Yeah. Hey, here's an extra $5. Hey, go get those voices checked out. Or buy some flowers for your wife. I don't really care.
Oh, we'll do, Mr. Swampnil. Good night.
Good night.
Is he gone yet?
And if he wasn't, how was asking, is he gone yet, from inside the crate a good idea? Wasn't it bad enough the truck driver thinks he heard your soldiers talking en route?
En route? I'm pretty sure it was English, Swampnil. Since coming to your Earth 2 weeks ago, we've mastered the most common of your languages. English, Cherokee, and mi parolas Esperanton.
Esperanto?
It will be useful once we conquer the Earth. Si vous comprenas, avu tassen de
coffee. I don't want a cup of coffee. I want to discuss your plans, McNick-Picnick-Nick.
No one uses my full name.
Sorry.
Oh, get up. It's not a thing. It's just that hardly anyone can pronounce it. I don't know why. It just rolls off the tongue. Don't you think? McNick-Picnick-Nick. McNick-Picnick-Nick. Kind of nice. King of the Cheese Men. Oh, look! There goes our glorious leader, McNick-Picnick-Nick. Now help me get my second-in-command, Bonchester, and the rest of my soldiers out of these crates.
Voices. Ha. Mr. Swampnail's right. I must have imagined it. Oh, wait. I left my delicious Alamo cigarettes in the tent. How could I not remember the Alamo? Hello? I forgot my... What the?
Bah!
Harry S. Truman! Those crates are full of soldiers! I knew I heard talking!
He's seen us. And he's using the president's name as an interjection. Bonchester!
Yes, sir!
You know what to do.
Ah!
Bonchester, I was thinking maybe grab him and tie him up.
Oh, sorry.
Where did he go?
He has been disintegrated.
Ah, jeez. Well, this is just great. Now we'll have to cover our tracks. We'll have to move his truck or people will ask questions. I'll go drive it into the gorge and push it in.
No need. Step outside. The truck will now drive itself into the gorge.
Yeah, why didn't you just disintegrate it?
We have many rays, Mr. Swampnil. Now come, there are many more crates to open.
You don't happen to have a crate opening ray on that thing, do you?
No.
Ah.
Sir, the cheese soldiers are ready.
Good work, Bonchester. The invasion of Earth begins. We will hide amongst the cheeses of the world at the Springtown County Fair, and when the time is right, attack.
Little thing. You're not forgetting it was me who set this all up, right? Though, to be honest, I only built that teleportal on the outskirts of town as a hobby. I had no idea it would actually connect Earth to another planet.
Who do you think took out the three-line classified ad with bold headings selling the blueprints in Popular Mechanics?
And stop worrying, Swampnil. You will be taken care of.
You mean rewarded?
Yes, taken care of.
Okay, wait a minute. See, in English, taken care of's got many meanings, McNick. Does he mean taken care of, you know, in the literal sense?
Relax, Mr. Swampnil. You'll get what's coming to you. Sorry, outer space phone call from my home planet. Hello? Picorino, my wife. Well, yes, a little bit busy, actually. Invasion tomorrow, remember? She what? Well, put her in a cold room for a couple of hours. My daughter, Bree. Got too close to an open flame. There goes her chances of marrying up. Kids today have no matter how many times you tell them about the dangers of heat.
The troops are ready for inspection, sir.
Then come. Let me inspect my cheese men. The Earth will not invade itself.
Or will it? Of course it won't. Or will it? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. We'll be back with more unearthly thrills after a word from our sponsor.
Please, put your pants on.
All right, if I have to. There.
Thanks. Let's start again. Leaving your pants on! Sound of door opening, then... Hey, house husband, tired of dishes?
Of course.
That's because you're doing them the old-fashioned way.
If I were, my wife would be doing them.
No. I mean, you're using hot, soapy water and a cloth.
If there's any other way, I'd like to hear it.
Try Donaldson's dish cubes.
What?
Just a drop of Donaldson's dish cube into the water containing dirty dishes, and Alvin W. Barkley, your dishes are clean.
Well, there must be more to it than just saying the vice president's name.
Nope. Well, yes. Each Donaldson's dish cube is actually a compressed, dehydrated school of piranhas. When you drop one in water, it instantly expands and the piranhas attack your dishes, eating every last morsel of stuck-on food.
That's fast.
And clean.
I got a question.
And clean? Did I mention clean?
But I just want to be able to get it.
So very, very clean.
I can't get at my dishes with all those piranhas in there.
Donaldson's dish cubes.
Maybe these oven mitts will protect me.
We didn't say anything about oven mitts. Flimsy oven mitts are not an effective defense against activated dish cubes. Do not use oven mitts. Do not use dish cubes in the bath. Dish cubes and ice cubes, while similar in size and shape and sharing the last word, are not interchangeable. Do not go swimming with a pocket full of dish cubes. Do not go out in the rain carrying a pocket full of dish cubes. Why the heck are you carrying a pocket full of Donaldson dish cubes?
Why?
Dish cubes may not actually work as described in this advertisement. Too bad. So sad. That's life. That's the way the cookie crumbles, etc. Though cookie crumbles will be easily cleaned with dish cubes. We think.
Maybe my other hand. Oh, my other hand!
Available in the lethal pet aisle of your local grocery or the food section of your local building supply.
Now that's clean.
And now, part two of Alamo Cigarettes' presentation of Unearthly Thrills' presentation of The Invasion of the Cheese Men.
Kurt Richardson, I thought you were taking me to dinner.
All right, Jane, let me get my coat.
Thumping. At the door.
At this hour? It's too late for thumping.
Maybe Miss Shapen forgot something.
She thumps a pretty good door, but not that pretty good. Mm. Now listen here, I'm a reasonable man, but...
Help! Please!
Jane, give me a hand.
It's Mr. Prigg.
And he's in a bad way. Help me get him to this chair. Mr. Prigg, wake up. Mr. Prigg!
What? I'm awake! Stop slapping me!
Wake up!
Stop hitting me!
I think he's trying to say something.
Stop slapping me!
He's not making sense. Here, hold his hand over this Bunsen burner.
What? Oh, no! Ow! Why would you do that?
He's coming around. Mr. Prigg, do you know where you are?
Well, of course I do, Professor Richardson. Something terrible is about to happen.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Start at the beginning.
All right, I was born in Toadsuck, Arkansas, and
not that far back.
How were you hurt?
You held my hand over an open flame.
Prior to that.
Well, I was walking home from after helping set up at the fairgrounds for tomorrow's big county fair, and darned it if I didn't get near run down by a glowing truck. Bob Smith's truck, you know, from out on line 64.
Carry he's got on.
The, okay, and the darned thing is, it wasn't being driven by no one.
So someone was driving it. Who?
No one.
Fred, no one.
No, there wasn't anyone driving the truck. It's like it was driving itself. I threw myself into the ditch to avoid getting run down.
And that's how you were hurt?
No, I landed on a hobo and he beat me up.
What happened to the truck? This so-called self-driving truck?
Oh, it drove itself into the Starvin Gorge. Something's going on. And I found this on the road. It fell off the truck, I guess.
What is it?
Rind. Waxy rind like you'd find on very expensive cheese. Just as I thought.
What?
Rind. Waxy rind. But from no very expensive cheese I've ever tasted. Jane, ring Mrs. Smith. Hear if Bob has come home tonight.
Yes, Kurt.
Now, what on earth would make a truck drive itself into the Starvin Gorge?
Wait, did you say the truck was glowing?
Yeah, I did.
Pass me that Geiger counter.
This thing? Here you go.
Just as I thought. This cheese is radioactive.
You probably shouldn't have put it in your mouth then.
Nonsense.
If Hiroshima taught us anything, it's that only the Japanese and other enemies of the United States are affected by radiation.
You know, I didn't get that.
What's incredibly odd is that this cheese has the same radiation I detected at that earthquake site 2 weeks ago. Did you know there was a small, barely reported earthquake on the outskirts of town 2 weeks ago?
Bob hasn't been home. His dinner is stone cold, which Mrs. Smith says is all right because it's only potato salad. She's a bit worried about Bob, though.
We'll have to call the police.
Police? Oh, here he's speaking.
This is Professor Kurt Richardson from the seismology lab at Springtown University calling. A man is missing, his truck has been driven into the Starve-Then Gorge, and I've just eaten radioactive cheese. We need your help.
Oh, really? And is this the same Professor Kurt Richardson who called in last month about a cloning scare?
No.
I'm not convinced. So save your stories. I'm busy making arrangements for the county fair tomorrow.
That's what I'm calling about. I think something sinister is happening at the fairground. Something terrible might happen tomorrow.
Yes, and we'll be there if it does, Egghead. Now why don't you go back to comparing how big one thing is relative to another?
That's not what seismology is.
Sure it isn't, Professor. Sure it isn't.
He didn't believe a word I said.
What are we going to do?
Oh, we have to do something.
Yes, but what?
Something.
There must be a connection between that earthquake, this cheese, and what's happening at or near the fairgrounds. And we have to find out what that connection is. I'm afraid we won't be going for dinner tonight, Jane. There's work to be done.
Oh, figures.
I'm hungry, too.
We'll order in. Now, hand me that map. And a smooth-smoking Alamo from my coat pocket.
They'd better figure out something, unless they want to be known forever as the folks who failed to stop the invasion of the Cheese Men. And who wants that? I don't know! Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion following this word from our sponsor!
Friends, this program has probably got you too scared to eat cheese, huh? All the better for us. Have you heard about new meat loafios? From the makers of your lunchbox favorites, boxed beef, cup of confit, and porky pate pops, comes the new lunch sensation meat loafios. A team of scientists, together with the help of 10 moms,
formed a tasty meatloaf into a roll
and sliced it into convenient rings.
Yes. Pick one up for those delicious discs in Junior's or Hubby's lunchbox so they can enjoy their suppertime favorite for lunch.
Mmm.
Meatloafios are preserved with nutritious iodized salt and filled with dehydrated iodized salt-filled ketchup. Each meatloafio contains enough protein for one day and enough sodium for a whole month. A super value during these times of post-war shortages, and less time is wasted with bothersome urination. So make the most of your grocery budget and your lunches. Try meatloafios. Find them at your local supermarket or finer livestock feed mills everywhere.
If you want a meat that beats your grocery woes, fling a ring and sing meatloafios.
And now, the exciting conclusion of the invasion of the Cheese Men.
Jane! Jane, over here!
Oh, hi, Mr. Prigg. Gosh, it's busy here at the fair.
Sure is. Now, I've got the stake and the hammer like the professor asked, and I've marked the spot. And I wish I knew exactly what he's got in mind. Where is the professor?
Oh, he snuck into the main tent. He said he had one more thing to check on.
Well, he'd better hurry. Police Chief O'Weary is about to make his opening remarks.
Well, Swapnil?
Fair day. There's a huge crowd outside.
Excellent. Soldiers, are you concealed amongst this vast selection of cheeses?
Yes, sir. With our cheese-like dermis, we'll go unnoticed until we attack. All hail Mick-Nick-Pick-Nick-Nick!
Mick-Nick-Pick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick-Nick
The police chief's about to make his opening speech.
An invasion force. That explains everything. The cheese from the truck was radioactive because it came through that door frame at the earthquake site 2 weeks ago. And the earthquake itself was probably caused by a large mass, like this alien army, moving through that same door frame. And the strange radioactivity was probably caused by some sort of interplanetary portal being opened to let the alien army through. And that door frame was probably the portal, built by that man aiding the aliens. Bob the truck driver must have discovered the plot and been disposed of, then his truck driven to the Starven Gorge.
Where is he? Hurry, Kurt!
Top of the mid-afternoon to ya. I'm Police Chief O'Weary. It's great to see so many of you here at the Springtown County Fair. It's a great day.
A great day for an invasion from another planet.
What? You?
It's that clone the police shot last month!
What? No, wait, listen to me. Do not go near the cheese. The cheese is deadly. Earth is about to be invaded by cheese men. Do not go into that tent.
Oh, cheese men, is it? What are you talking about? Our good friend here is a wee bit soft-boiled. Spent too much time with his telescopes.
I'm a seismologist.
Please, please remain calm. There's no threat. Look, I'll open the tent myself.
No, don't.
See? Nothing to fear. It's just cheese. Oh, we got him.
Attack, my cheese men. Attack!
Kurt? Kurt? Kurt?
Over here, Jane. Is Mr. Prank in the right spot?
Looks like it.
Time to end this.
Mick Nick Pick Nick Nick.
Who's that?
How do you know my name?
Let me shoot him, sir.
No, not yet. Well, you may have routed us. You may have put everything together through a series of very unlikely coincidences. But you cannot defeat us.
We have raised!
Shut up, Bonchester. Say your piece, Earthman. I know how your race likes to pontificate in the face of death.
My name is Professor Kurt Richardson, not Earthman, Picnicnic. You actually know very little about Earth. If you had done your research, you'd know that Springtown is so named because it is situated on top of underground hot springs. And if we know one thing about cheese, Jane?
You can't melt cheese twice.
Exactly. Now, Mr. Prigg, hammer that stake into the ground. Directly into the hot springs.
Ah! Hot springs! Not several weeks of planning!
The soldiers are melting!
Curse you, Earthlings! Curse you and your subterranean heat sources and your overly inquisitive seismologists! Curse you!
Welcome. Welcome to the American melting pot, Micnic Picnic Nick!
Fondue for everyone!
Mr. Prigg, what word from the county jail?
Well, they've gone and locked Swampnil away for a very long time.
Why do you think he did it, Kurt?
Colluded?
Well, obviously it was colluded, but why did he do it?
It was probably natural curiosity, quickly overtaken by blind ambition and greed. Throw in the thrill of building anything from blueprints ordered from a classified ad in Popular Mechanics, and you're just asking for disaster. But whatever the reason, it's up to everyone. Be they a seismologist, day laborer, girlfriend of seismologist.
And part-time stenographer.
Yes. At your uncle's accounting firm. In any case, it's up to us all to remain always vigilant. Humanity has fought many years in wars against each other. But today we learned that we may have to fight wars against invaders from other worlds. Cheese and crackers, anyone?
No, thanks.
I'll pass. A cheese makes me repeat.
What?
A cheese makes me repeat.
You too, huh?
Misshapen.
You've been listening to Unearthly Thrillers, Invasion of the Cheese Men. Take the week to stock up on smooth-smoking Alamo cigarettes, and tune in next time when different aliens attempt to cover the Earth with gravy and holidays in an episode we simply had to call Attack of the Flying Saucers. A good night!
Let's hear it for Flash Pulp, our very special sporting act. Paul Crocker on keyboard. And our very talented guest singer, Jen Cook. We are Radio Project X, and we are back on the second Tuesday of every month, July 10th next month. We hope to see you all out, and thank you very much for joining us.
Tonight's project was written by Peter Church, Sean Wayne Doyle, and Neil Jones, and performed by Claire Armstrong, Peter Church, John Fleming, Marie Jones, Andrew Knowlton, and Scott Watkins, with original music by Paul Crocker. Radio Project X is a copyrighted production, and all rights are reserved by its creators, Peter Church, Sean Wayne Doyle, and Neil Jones. For more information, please contact our website at radioprojectx.com or contact us at info@radioprojectx.com. In Toronto on July 10th, come see our all-new live show at the Black Swan with musical guest Jen Cook and be part of the audience for our next recording. That's Tuesday, July 10th at 8 p.m. at the Black Swan, 154 Danforth Avenue.